My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we wrap up reviewing the video chat between Davin and his scammer Belinda. What do we think? Listen and find out.
At the end of the day, we got our jobs to do. Yeah. And all the
Are you betting
stuff,
against me?
I'm not betting against you, but what I'm telling you is all the sweets that we might have, we all got our jobs to do.
Right.
And we're all trying to get them done.
We are already late, so let's get through this.
Okay.
But that was my point to Morgaine.
Okay,
You can do all the research you want. Here's your new education.
Right. You're making it sound like you were saying that it sounded to me like you were trying to say that she was for real.
She could be. We don't know.
Right.
We got to let this play out.
Right. They're still saying steadfastly no.
Right, because they always want to say no. Because they always want to say no. But I'm saying is now you have to, because Joe always said, well, let's see the video chat. Every lie we've put for them, they've done.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's see the video chat. Well, we got it. What's their deal during this? What are they trying to
pull? But all I'm saying is every time you say, let's see them do this to prove it, they do it.
Yeah.
They up it. But then you try to trip them up and see where are they lacking.
Of course.
Where are they lacking right now? I
got my game. My point is to all these scam baiters is everything you thought you knew, you don't know anymore.
Now, it's different. And another
thing
I want to point out, you said, well, we didn't realize the mic was doing this, mic was that, the mic was, how long was that phone call?
32 minutes.
For 32 minutes.
Didn't know what we were doing.
They didn't really. For 32 minutes. When we troubleshoot.
I didn't realize.
If
I realized when I said, hey, the microphone's on the wire, stupid.
I would have said it. Yeah.
Every time I called bullshit on the typing.
Yeah.
If I was all sucked in and go, ooh, you know, like dancing through the daffodils, I wouldn't have noticed. I was staring at her.
All right. You said you didn't realize that. Okay. That's fine. How do you know they didn't?
I don't know.
That's the benefit of the doubt.
We are really twisting to prove it.
We're looking at every available square, analyzing every situation, as you would do as well.
I did. And I'm going to finish this, and then we're going to go.
All right.
If I had the same one, I could have beat that damn ticket tonight.
Yeah, you saved it up for the show.
I have never, ever, ever in over 15 years we've been close friends, ever had you on the rope where you took
that. Not on the rope, I'm up against the clock.
Never.
Have some more cheese, stupid.
Never.
Doing Jumpy Jack. I got to finish the show. The show's on after us. I go, okay. I go, I think the microphone just needed an adjustment because I could hear a bit from time to time. She goes, oh, really? Don't worry. We will video chat tomorrow. She wants to come back for more.
Why wouldn't they try to fix it then?
She, you know what? First of all, you're kind of confused and everything. You know, it's in the moment. I don't know. But the point is, she's saying she wants to come back tomorrow. You think I'm going to deal with microphone shenanigans 2 days in a row?
See what happens tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
If she does come back.
We'll discuss this tomorrow. When we discuss tomorrow.
Well, if she does come back again, that's two video chats with her. They don't let her in the cafe.
Don't get the confetti bag out yet. When I get the second video chat, when I hear clear audio, I'll be more a little.
Now you'll still be your same miserable self.
Depending what I've eaten 20 minutes before the segment. Yeah, that'll hinge on that.
So she goes, we'll chat tomorrow. I go, 4:30 your time, not a minute later, or I will date Mavis.
That's quite a joke.
I got to say something really quick. I have never been so involved with something right now and looked so disinterested.
you're floating.
How's the Gravitron, stupid?
I can't say what I do feel like shit. I ain't going to kill you.
Good job, Tom. I go, you there? She goes, yeah, okay, I'll be there. She goes, I'm running out of airtime. Okay. Oh, I go, okay, I have a way of getting the hottest Ghanaian, so you're lucky to have me, smiley face. I go, okay, doll, I will let you go if you want. I ask her if she'll be alone at the cafe tomorrow. She goes, do you want me alone?
Sorry.
I'm trying to get through this.
I'm sorry.
We're like 3 years old. Come on, guys.
Let's get through this.
Sorry.
Just puke and let Tom win.
Yeah, really.
Your fault.
She goes, do you want me to be alone? I go, if it is daytime, yes. Closest I will get for a while to being alone with you. For now, it is cafes and dreams. She goes, okay, I get you. Yeah, do you have dreams of me? Devil horns. She goes, I go, yeah, do you want me to have dreams of you? She goes, would you like to have dreams of me? She goes, would be nice if I could video with you alone in my room.
Who wrote that?
She did.
Really?
Yeah. She goes, yes, I would love good dreams of you after all the nightmares of Agnes. Video chat in your room. Miss Belinda Abbey, are you having naughty thoughts? She goes, LOL, hun. We would have some privacy there. I go, that would be nice.
Luring you.
I go, I thought you were going to try to get me alone so you could be naughty, LOL. She laughs. I go, well, take that as a no, you are not, LOL. She goes, yeah. I go, buzzkill. Remember, I've called her buzzkill.
Yeah.
So you think we can chat in your room? What did Ishmael think of me, of all this? He goes, that will only be if I had a laptop like the cafe. I go, right.
Oh, I say.
I go, she goes.
We need a laptop, do we?
Uh-huh. She goes, he thinks you are really cool, wants to meet you in person. I bet he
does.
Sure he does.
I go, that is nice. I go, that is nice. I hope you set him straight and told him I'm not cool at all.
Was that Joe?
No. She goes, have you heard from Charterhouse? Remember, that was the agency there for the comedy shows that they do.
Oh.
I go, no, I check every day. I go, it is not unusual in my line of work, unfortunately. I wish they would get back to me so I could at least see if I have a chance. I'll send you to Charterhouse and have you flash your smile and talk well of me so then they will take me. I go, I don't know why a woman like you would ever hide behind a fake persona. I'm back to that again. She goes, I guess I got hurt, but it's all in the past now. I go, the guy is an idiot. I'd be pleased to be seen with you holding hands wherever in the world I was. She laughs. I go, that would be awesome. He wouldn't believe his eyes. I go, don't know what he was looking at, but I don't judge people by race. I judge them by the contents of their character. Either way, you are hot. I wish I could kiss your lips. Maybe one day we will be together and you will want me to. You there? And that's that. All right. So she still wants to video chat.
Yes.
I have won some bets tonight.
Yeah.
I will try to get more for you guys. Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things up in the air, but my point is, and I've said it time and time again, you gotta, if you think you know scammers, you don't. There's always things to learn, and this proves it.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.